Take your Bibles and turn to the book of Galatians chapter 5 and Ephesians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 5 and Ephesians chapter 6. Tonight's lesson is entitled The Wicked. The Wicked. If you look up wicked in the thesaurus, you'll come up with words like evil, corrupt, depraved, heinous, immoral, hateful, etc. The Bible has many verses that talk about the wicked. Proverbs 11:5b says, "But the wicked shall fall by his own wickedness." Ephesians 16 says, "Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked." Jeremiah 17:9 says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" Proverbs, well, I have 145. Could be 14. But anyways, "The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will be destroyed." The wicked shall be destroyed. If you would, Galatians chapter 5, Galatians chapter 5. We'll begin reading at verse 17. Galatians 5, verse 17. "For the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like." The wicked. Shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, we are told to come out and be separate. We have been taught that we are in the world, but we are not to be of the world. We are to be different. And sometimes there's a cost with that. We ask, Lord, now your hand of protection upon these that are here this evening and these viewing. We ask, Lord, that the Spirit would move and touch hearts. Lord, we ask for healing for those who are in need of it, of our church family, for protection of those who are traveling, for decisions that have to be made. Lord, for the unspoken requests, Lord, we ask that you would have your hand upon each and every one. Lord, have your hand upon us. And we ask this in Jesus' name and with thanksgiving. Amen. Ephesians chapter 6, just over to the next book. Ephesians chapter 6, the well-known verse 13, 12. I want verse 12. Verse 12, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Wickedness. Would you take your Bibles and turn to the book of Proverbs? Book of Proverbs, chapter 6. Proverbs chapter 6, beginning at verse 12. "A naughty person, a wicked man, walketh with a froward mouth. He winketh with his eye, he speaketh with his feet. He teacheth with his fingers. Frowardness is in his heart. He deviseth mischief, and continually he soweth discord. Therefore shall his calamity come suddenly. Suddenly shall he be broken without remedy. These six things that the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him: a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, and heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among the brethren. Wickedness. We see it all about us. We live here in a world that is full of wickedness. Psalm 7:11 says, God judgeth the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. Psalm 10, verse 4, the wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. Psalm 12, verse 8, the wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. When the vilest men are exalted. Can I say this, that we see that oftentimes in our entertainment world, that vile people are put on pedestals, that we have those who are in the political world or the sports world or the financial world, and they live wicked lives, and we put them on pedestals, and then we wonder why society is the way it is. And yet the Bible clearly says the wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. Psalm 26:5, I have hated the congregation of evildoers and will not sit with the wicked. Psalm 94, verse 3, Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? Have you ever wondered that? How long will the wicked triumph? How long will those who live ungodly lives be allowed to do so? Point number one, the birth of the wicked. The birth of the wicked. Psalm 58, if you would, please. Psalm 58 and verse 3. Psalm 58, the birth of the wicked. And it says, the wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies. We find that there are those who are rebellious right from the start. You have the birth of the wicked. We must be willing as parents to make sure that children learn to be obedient. We realize that in the Old Testament days that the rebellious child was to be what? Was to be stoned, because rebellion breeds rebellion. Point number two, the name of the wicked. Proverbs chapter 10. Proverbs chapter 10, and we'll look at verse 7. The name of the wicked. And it says, the memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. Shall rot. You know, sometimes we think that those who are wicked and those who are lewd and wrong in their behavior will live a life of pleasure. The fact of the matter is they will not. And in the end, God will judge. We are here only for a short period of time. But the name of the wicked shall rot. Let me give you a couple of thoughts. Have you ever known anybody named Judas? Or Jezebel? I've known of some dogs named Jezebel. A mule. But the fact of the matter is there are some names that are just associated with wickedness. Number three, the soul of the wicked. The soul of the wicked. Proverbs chapter 21. Proverbs 21, the soul of the wicked, verse 10, 21, 10. The soul of the wicked desireth evil. His neighbors findeth no favor in his eyes. The soul of the wicked desireth evil. Do you know someone that's evil? Do you know someone who's wicked? Probably none of us want to admit to it, but we probably all know people who are wicked, who are ungodly, who live sinful lives. And sometimes we are put in a position where we have to work with them. Sometimes they may even be in our family, in our circle of acquaintances. Wickedness. Number four, the way of the wicked. The way of the wicked. Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4. I think we all have to be careful of those people that we know that are wicked, especially when they're popular. Especially when it seems like when they talk, people are listening. There are times that we have to take our children and make sure that they are not around them because they are simply that wicked. Verse 19, the way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. Is it telling us that the wicked shall stumble? That they will have their day of falling? But their way is as darkness. There have been many religions down through the years that were wicked, that are wicked. We need to be careful. I was remembering a while back, I was looking through the new videos that were available over at one of our libraries in the area, and it talked about the Good Witch. What a twisting combination of words, the Good Witch. No such thing. Number five, the death of the wicked. Psalm 73, the death of the wicked. Now, we must be careful when we think, I just wish they'd die. What happens to the lost person when they die? They go to hell. Who deserves hell? All deserve hell, right? But by the grace of God, should we not hope that they will repent before it's too late? Even the wicked? Absolutely. Psalm 73, beginning at verse 1, truly God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped. For I was envious of the foolish when I saw the prosperity of who? When the wicked. Sometimes we think, why do they prosper? We think of those who are in the drug world or the pornography world or certain areas in our society that is just simply wrong, and they seem to prosper and have so much, and they drive down the street in the BMW I want. I don't know if I'll ever get one. Who knows? We used to have a man that came to church here who told me if he ever won the lottery, he was going to buy me a BMW. As far as I know, he never won the lottery. Yes, for I was envious of the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For there are no bands in their death, but their strength is firm. There are no bands, no uniting. I believe this, that in hell, it'll be total separation from each other. It will be a place of pain and agony, loneliness, and memory. I believe the lost will remember every opportunity they had to come to know the Lord as Savior. They'll have their memory. But there are no bands. There'll be no joining together. Number six, the burial of the wicked. The book of Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter 8. The burial of the wicked. And it says, and we're supposed to start in verse 8. Ecclesiastes 8:8. There is no man that hath power over the spirit to retain the spirit, neither hath he power in the day of death. And there is no discharge in that war, neither shall wickedness deliver those that are given to it. All this have I seen and applied my heart unto every work that is done under the sun. There is a time wherein one man ruleth over another to his own hurt. And so I saw the wicked buried, who had come and gone from the place of the holy, and they were forgotten in the city where they had so done. This is also vanity. Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. Though a sinner do evil 100 times, and his days be prolonged, yet surely I know that it shall be well with them that fear God, which fear before him. But it shall not be well with the wicked, neither shall he prolong his days, which are as a shadow, because he feareth not before God. The wicked will die, and they will get their reward. And if they have not repented before their time of death, they will spend eternity in hell. Number 7. And how many points in a good sermon? 7. Point 7, the eternal destiny of the wicked. Psalm 9. The wicked shall be turned into hell. We don't say that with glee. We do not say that saying, well, that's what they deserve. But the wicked shall be turned into hell. Jesus Christ came to save all mankind. Why is it that people will not accept the Lord? Why will they rebel? Why would they go against the teachings of the Word of God? I saw a woman holding a sign the other day that says, I'm not afraid of your hell. It's not my hell. What they're basically saying, they're not afraid of God. How quickly do you think they'll change their minds once they have passed away? Very quickly. In conclusion, Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24. Again, I don't know how many of you highlight verses in your Bible, and I understand that you can highlight them on your phones, and I would highlight verses 23 and 24. Psalm 139, 23 and 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. What will the Lord find if he searches your heart? Will he find that you have accepted him as Savior? Will he find that you came to a point in your life where you realized that you needed a Savior because of your sinful ways? And I know quite often we compare ourselves with ourselves. And so we think, well, I'm okay because I'm as good as so-and-so. But the question is, how good are you in relationship to God? And once you realize that you are a lost sinner, have you realized that he has died so that you can have salvation? And have you come to that point where you have asked him to be your Lord and Savior? See, we looked at the death of the wicked, the burial of the wicked, the eternal destiny of the wicked. But how about those who claim to be born-again believers? I'm not saying that we are perfect, because I know that we're not. As my dad often said, there are saved sinners and lost sinners. We're all sinners. But have we accepted Christ as our Savior? But notice verse 23 again. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any, what? Wicked way in me. And lead me in the way everlasting. Do you find that to be a scary question? See if there be any wicked way in me. Like I said earlier, we compare ourselves with ourselves. But I believe this, that if we ask the Lord to reveal that which needs to be changed, He will do it very quickly. And once He reveals it, then the real challenge begins, doesn't it? The willingness to change. As I said in the morning service this morning, I believe America needs to repent. I believe that churches need to get their hearts right with God, that we are not gathering out of superstition, or that we're not gathering because it's a place to meet our friends, but we come to worship an almighty, all-powerful, all-just and holy God. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Shall we stand for our invitation? Dear Heavenly Father, as we gather together here now for the time of invitation, Lord, if there's one here that just needs to draw closer to you, Lord, we ask that that could be done, either in the home where they're watching from or even here in our church. Lord, we just ask that your hand would be upon us, and we ask this in Jesus' name and with thanksgiving. Amen.